From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is musician David Noble. Hey, David.
Hi, Janae. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. David is a guitarist and one of the lead vocalists of the well-known Strangers. And their new EP is called King Tide. And right now, we're going to hear David's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do at home or through social distancing. First up is How Music Works by David Byrne. The book gives an overview on many aspects to music, such as its history, culture, business, and the science behind music. David, I was looking at the reviews, and I know this book has been out for a while, but it's still resonating with people. Tell us more about this book.
It's amazing. I mean, David Byrne's just so far ahead of the curve that it's fun to jump into his mind for even a minute. And find out like what he's thinking and where he's been. And he's done so much research about how music affects us personally on a biological level, on a cultural level, on a like societal level, that it explains my love of music and why I love music and why I feel connected to other people who love music. So it's, you know, like if you love music and you want to know more about why you love music, definitely check this out.
I thought it was interesting too. I was reading some of this description of it about how he was saying, like, just in the last century that the technology totally changed how we consume music, listen to music, interpret all of that technology, which I thought was interesting too.
Yes, and it's not, you know, it's not all bad, it's not all good, but like it's constantly evolving. But the love is still there, you know, and I feel the love that David Byrne has for music and why he devoted so much time and effort to writing this amazing book.
Yeah, that's the book How Music Works by David Byrne. I guess how far I'll go. I know it is just a house, not a home. Skin that covers me from head to toe. And we're going to Point Reyes for your next pick, which is the Bolinas Ridge Trail off of St. Francis Drake Boulevard. The 10.5-mile trail starts in Samuel Taylor Park. Now, parking is limited, so the trail isn't usually crowded. And I understand, David, that the views are amazing. So tell us, if we were to go on that trail, what would we be seeing?
It's just gorgeous out there, right? So as you're heading sort of south, you look to the right and you see the Pacific Ocean. And you look to the left and you see just redwood groves. And you look straight and you see Mount Tam. So it's just fantastic. Like there's tons of deer out there and grass and just like for me, especially during like this whole pandemic thing, I have tried to take in nature by the handful, you know, like this has been my like healing moment. Like we're very fortunate to live in the Bay Area where we have access to so much beautiful nature that can help us heal through difficult times.
Yeah, and then too, we're lucky too because of the weather. We can take it in year round. We don't have to wait till the spring. We could, you know, go in the winter and still have a nice hike, and you know, and not have to worry about snow.
Yep. And now, like especially like that, it is spring. Go get out into nature because it's not going to look better than it does right now.
No, it's not. That's the Bolinas Ridge Trail in Point Reyes. And your final pick is Thundercat. The LA artist is a singer, plays the bass, and songwriter. He won a Grammy for his album, It Is What It Is, this year. And he won in the category for Best Progressive R&B Album. I don't even know how to describe Thundercat. It's like his music is so eclectic, and I love his Dragon Ball Durag song. I don't know, like, how would you describe his music? And tell me what you like about his music.
I mean, you know, it's the same thing, right? Like, I can't describe what Thundercat does, but he's a great bass player and he's a great singer and a great songwriter, and it just kind of sounds like the next sort of step, and I dare say it, you know, like he's sort of adding on to the history of like Stevie Wonder, you know. It's like it's that good, you know. And I'm excited. Like, here's a guy who played bass for like Suicidal Tendencies and then worked with like Kendrick Lamar, and then he's doing his own thing, and I'm like, whoa, what? Okay, like I'm gonna try to follow you, but like I feel like he's setting the pace, and I would like other artists to kind of follow in his wake.
his styles, you know, people are like, he's like a cross between Bootsy Collins and George Clinton as far as like his style, not necessarily just music, but even just what he wears. So he's definitely hugely out of the box. That's the musician Thundercat. Check out his latest album, It Is What It Is, and his Dragon Ball Durag video is hilarious if you want to get a laugh and hear some good music. I've been speaking with guitarist and vocalist David Noble of the Well-Known Strangers. Their new EP is called King Tide. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by James Rowlands and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.